Well, hey, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. Thanks so much for making us a part of your day and a part of your week as well. My name is Paul Pretty. I'm the teaching pastor at our Marion campus. This past Sunday, we continued in our label series. We've been in this now for several weeks, and we were in Luke chapter 3. And the verse that I really brought to our people, I read the majority of chapter 3, but what was really significant to me and what a lot of the teaching was around on Sunday comes from verse 8, when John, speaking to this crowd of Jews who is now repented and been baptized, when John says, "Bear fruits in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham." So again, that point, do not begin to say to yourselves, "We have Abraham as our father." Now, the reason this really jumped out to me and stuck out to me is because what John is saying here is that the Jews that he is speaking to were relying on their sort of ancestral link with Abraham as a justification or a source of justification. They were saying, "Look, I'm of Abraham's family. God promised Abraham all the way back in Genesis 12 that he was going to choose and make from Abraham a very special chosen people. I'm of that very special chosen people, therefore I am righteous." And so in a sense, they were saying, "Look, the only righteousness I need comes from Abraham, comes from my family." And the reason this was so pivotal for me this week was, so often when I ask people, "Hey, when did you become a Christian?" The top two responses I typically get are, "Well, I've always been a Christian." And the second most common response I get there is, "Well, I grew up in the church." And while those can be wonderful answers, and they can be answers given by genuine Jesus-loving saved individuals, my concern with those answers is, just because we think we've always been a Christian doesn't mean we are. Now, again, hear me say, you could become a Christian at a very young age, and it seems as if you have always been a Christian. I'm praying for my own children who are 2 and almost 4, that they come to Christ at a very early age. But at the same time, there's only one person who's always been a Christian. That's Jesus. At some point along the life that we live, we need to come to an understanding that we are sinners in need of a Savior. If we have no understanding or recollection of a point in life where we were not a Christian, my concern is we may have never come to this point where we've realized we need to repent, that we are sinners, and that we do need a Savior. And again, certainly you can come to faith early in life. And again, I pray that for my children. But I'm so concerned oftentimes when I hear this response, because my concern is, well, did you really come to a point where you realized you were in need of a Savior? Now, the second response that I typically get again is, "Well, I grew up in the church." And again, that is fantastic. I didn't grow up in the church, and had I grown up in the church, it would have saved me from a lot of tragic and terrible mistakes, and I likely would have began my genuine relationship with Jesus much, much earlier in life. My children were born, and they were directly into LifePoint Kids, right? Church is wonderful, but going to church doesn't mean you're saved. Yes, saved people go to church, but just because you go to church, it doesn't mean you're saved. And so what I began to ask and challenge our church with was every single person needs a personal faith. We can't just have faith that relies upon our family. We can't just have a faith that relies upon the religious activities we do. We need a faith that relies upon the work of Jesus on the cross. That is the source and the substance of our faith. Jesus crucified for my sin, not me attending events and trusting that because my parents are Christians, that means I am. You see, that again is what the Jews were doing at the time of John the Baptist, and that's why he needed to go and prepare the way for Jesus to confront them with the reality that, look, every single person needs to be confronted with the fact that they have rebelled against God, that they need to repent for that rebellion, and they need to place their faith in Jesus, meaning they need to say, "Jesus, take the penalty of my sin for me. Thank you. We praise you. Now help me follow you." And so where I ended up leading our folks was really to ask the question, again, do you have a personal faith? Because every person needs a personal faith? And I think one of the ways that we can begin to answer that is to answer the second question of, have you personally repented of sin? Have you personally come to this point where you realize you have rebelled against God, and where you realize Jesus needed to pay for that rebellion? And then do you see fruit in your life that you really are a Jesus follower? We're not going to be perfect. We're going to continue to sin. We won't be perfect until we're glorified with Christ. And at the same time, as we look back on our life after committing to Christ, we should see a change. And again, we're never going to be perfect. I'm not perfect, but I do see change. I see in myself Christ-likeness, gradually becoming more and more Christ-likeness over time. And I want to continue to pursue Christ and continue to become more and more like Jesus. And so my question for you this morning is, do you have a personal faith? Have you personally repented? And have you really personally trusted Jesus to take the penalty of your sin? And I want to pray this morning for you. I want you to pray this morning as well. And so we're gonna end with that this morning. It's just a time of prayer. And maybe that's a really personal decision you need to make this morning. Or maybe it's a time just to praise Jesus that you do have a personal relationship. And you can spend time praying and thanking him for that in this time as well. So let's pray together. Father, for anybody listening to this message, this Drivecast, I want to just ask that you would bring them into a personal relationship with you, that you would come into their hearts, and that you would convict them of sin and righteousness. And that would be just a joy to say, Jesus, thank you for saving me from the wrath that is to come, as the Gospels teach. Thank you for taking the penalty for my sin. If you are listening to this and you've been a Jesus follower for a long time, praise God. I just want you to spend a little time in the close here praising God for bringing you to a point of spiritual death and bringing you to a point of spiritual life, that Jesus would take the penalty of your sin, and that we would have the opportunity to repent, to turn away from the things which rebel against you, and to place our faith that you, Jesus, you have saved us. You have taken the penalty. And you give us new life. You do not condemn us, but you call us chosen. You call us co-heirs with you. We want to praise you and thank you for that. Amen.